We have very different views of what aging is like depending on how old we are. Remember as kids pretending to be old people with shaky voices and canes and all that? Would we find it cute if we saw our kids and grandkids doing the same thing now? Actually, we might. Our next guest talked to a lot of people across the age spectrum about what getting old, or at least getting older, means. Catherine Roselli is the producer and director of Old. It's a 55-minute documentary, and she's here in the studio with me. Welcome, Catherine.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
So, first of all, how do you pronounce the name of the book? Because it's capital O, capital L, capital D, question mark, exclamation point. So how do you pronounce it?
Well, I just pronounce it old. And there is an element of, you know, the question mark is when are we old and when are we old with the exclamation point.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we should pronounce it old or
yeah.
In that zone. Okay, but there's some mystery about it then. You're a relative newcomer to filmmaking, I understand. Tell us about that.
I had a great interest in film for many, many years. And then I just got inspired actually by a young girl that I worked with as a pediatric physical therapist who communicated to me that she wanted a film made. And so then I really didn't know anything about filmmaking. At the time I was living in Weed, and I went to the College of the Siskiyous to their TV studio production program. Took it three times, and then the third time I actually did my own film. And interestingly enough, the instructor there was a man named Ron Demily, who lives here in Ashland and was a filmmaker major. So there were all these interesting little connections before I came here.
Why take it three times, though?
Well, I took it three times because never having done it, and it was TV studio production. So you learn about audio, the editing, lighting, all of that. So I really wanted to get that well integrated. And then I applied it on my own with my own film the third semester.
How different is the skill set in creating films from what you were doing in pediatric physical therapy?
Seriously different. Yeah. Although I think the one thing that has come forward is that I was always working with children and families and the kids had difficulties. So it was very important for me to help the parents feel comfortable. And when you interview a lot of people, it's also important to have people feel comfortable as they're talking to you. And I felt like I did a good job of just easing people's minds when I wanted them to really reveal themselves on camera.
Oh, so developing a rapport comes pretty naturally to you.
Yeah, I would say.
What were the usual circumstances in which people would come to you as your patients in pediatric physical therapy?
There, it's by referral from a physician, mm-hmm. basically.
But what, I mean...
Oh, you mean what their conditions
yeah.
were? I ended up specializing in 0 to 3. So this would be infants that were either born at risk, born with cerebral palsy, their parents had concerns about them, they had a diagnosis, all kinds of pediatric difficulties. So
you're used to dealing with clients who are pre-verbal in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah.
Just non-verbal, yeah.
Non-verbal.
Yeah, because I noticed that the one of the first vignettes in Old is, was it a 10-month-old baby?
Yeah, 10-month-old baby. And I'm saying, yeah, I'm asking everybody, what do you think about getting older, right? And the kid just laughs. And I thought that was pretty good.
Works out pretty well.
Yeah.
Let's give a taste of what this documentary is like. The film is called Old, but it's old. It's old question mark exclamation point, and we did grab some clips out of it. So here's a taste of what's on in Old.
Princesses are just young, but the old people are in wheelchairs.
I really like being 12 because I can go out and have fun and I can do whatever I want and I get excused because I'm a kid.
I hate being 12. It's a very difficult age for me. The sucky part is just mostly like being bullied and then puberty, of course.
Oh yeah, there's puberty and acne!
I'm 7. I like being 7.
I'm Maxine. I'm 78. In my head, I am exactly like my mother was. I'm between 16 and 20 and having a ball. My body tells me that I am old. So I'm your example of what not to do.
I've imagined myself as an old man before, but it never really is something that I think about regularly.
I'm happy to be here. I'm feeling good.
My name is Eileen, and I am 98 years young.
My motto is, remember the day, forget the year, and don't let the calendar influence your life.
That sounds like great advice from one of the people appearing in Catherine Rosselli's film, Old. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's get your thoughts about what it means to get old, when we get old, how we get old. 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. What was your intention at the beginning of the project, Catherine?
Well, since I was in the third of my life, I'm 68 years old now, I was really curious on what that entailed, and I was starting to feel changes in my own being, so to speak. And so I set out to – initially I thought I might interview experts on aging, and then I realized, no, I would really like to talk to what old means to people at all the ages. And, you know, when you think about it, little kids, we always ask them, how old are you? Now, they hear that word a lot, right?
Right.
And then there comes a certain age where you're not asking people how old they are anymore.
Right.
So
the age at which you get all the birthday cards indicating people can see your cake from space and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And so I think that part of the intent, I didn't have an agenda, so to speak. I just really wanted to discover what people thought about the aging process. And I felt like I learned a lot. For one thing is I'm really proud of telling my age now. And when people say you look a lot younger, I don't just embrace that like, well, is young better than where I am now? I think it's, you know, maybe part of shifting the perspective on what it means to be old. In this country, we're real youth conscious, no question.
We really are. We sort of disappear at age 40. Demographically, to the advertisers, we kind of disappear at age 36, I notice.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that 18 to 34 demographic. 35 and up, forget it.
Forget it. However, the baby boomers are a huge population, and I'm seeing a shift just from exactly what you're saying, the advertising. There is older women in fashion. There's older models, you know, people on television doing ads. I think it's important to be part of that shift of consciousness and embracing who we are at whatever age we are.
You know, at the very beginning of Old, as you watch it, it seems to be going in age order. And, you know, I started to think I won't get to the 30-year-olds to the middle of this. But after a while, you do end up having some juxtapositions, which must have been some great fun and probably a few headaches in the editing process as well.
It was a lot of fun. And most of the kids in there are either my grandkids or my editor's grandkids.
Uh-huh. I wonder how you met all these people. You've lived in Ashland for 5 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but 70 people, is it all together?
Or it's probably even more than 70.
Really?
Yeah, basically what would happen is one person led to another. And I was also known for accosting people in public places. You know, mm-hmm. Like one young man came out of the grocery store and I told him, I said, you know, I'd really like to have you in my movie. You look like the age that I don't yet have. And he sort of looked startled, but within about 5 minutes, he agreed.
After it took 5 minutes, really?
It took 5 minutes. But
what? So what was the, was there one age group that you feel is underrepresented in here? Was any one age group that resisted more than any other? You know, when you asked about what it's like to be old, they were like, forget it.
No, actually, that was what was interesting is that every age group was more than willing to talk to me about what aging was for them. And aging is kind of one of those processes that just happen, right, every day, and we don't think about it. And then all of a sudden, I think when we do get 40, 50, the milestones, we go, what's happening? I mean, I say, how in the heck did I get to be 68 years old? It went really fast.
It does. It
doesn't
seems to pick up speed later in life, doesn't it? Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 56.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 57 later this year. Michael Beard, No Town Given, writes in. He says, I'm curious why the subject is referred to as filmmaking. It seems that most of this is done digitally now. Is film actually used?
It is done digitally. Mm-hmm. I think we like to call it filmmaking, however, as opposed to like a video that I might put on YouTube.
Right.
I mean, a lot of attention is put into it, and I do record on a filmic, I don't know how to describe it technically, but sort of the film perspective on the video camera.
Mm-hmm. You can 16:9 format, and you shoot with an SLR, don't you?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I shoot with an SLR.
We're talking to Catherine Rosselli, the producer and director and cinematographer as well of the film Old, and there's a showing on this Sunday, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, also sponsored by the Rogue Rainbow Elders. It's a free screening of Old, Sunday the 7th at the Great Hall of the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, which you just can't say fast. That's on 4th Street in Ashland. But you can also join us right now. Let's get your thoughts. What does it mean to get old to you? When you were young, what did you think about getting old? Now that you may be older, what do you think about it? Or if you're still young, let's get your thoughts too. Let's just get your thoughts about what the aging process has meant to you. 800-838-3760 by phone to join this conversation, by email jx@jeffnet.org. There's a lot of laughs in the film, from young and old, certainly, but some tears, too. I mean, tell us about some of the moments that really stood out to you.
Well, one of the things I really want to do is acknowledge my editor, Claudia Ballard. She has a company here called Storyline Pictures, and she and I are essentially the same age. And her mom lost a sort of long-lost love after getting together with him for just a few months at the end of her life. And she tells that story in the film. And it's the one that I see a tear fall for practically every single person in the audience. But what she speaks to is just that love can connect people at any age. And here she was. She reconnected with this lost love from her youth in her late 80s, and she said, I felt like I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, we were idiots. We were just happy idiots. And that just is a very powerful story for me, and an important reminder just how love connects us over the years.
There was the other woman who talked about how she's the example of what not to do physically, because her body was pretty beat up by the years. But she said she still feels young inside. And I remember talking to my father when he was in his 60s, and he said, I still don't feel like I'm any older than 40. It seems like a pretty common thing that people say. Did you hear a lot of that?
I did hear a lot of that. I did hear a lot of that. And I think that our spirits don't age, but our bodies do, and that's one of the big challenges we have in sort of negotiating life. But I was so impressed with this woman who indeed said that, because she was very overweight and had a lot of illnesses, and the first thing out of her mouth was, don't do what I do. I felt like, wow, what a powerful message. It's more powerful than a doctor saying you got to eat right and exercise as you age. It's important to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, it's a little different from coming from a doctor than it is from somebody who's saying, hey, look, you know, here's my situation. Don't get into my situation.
Exactly.
Was it just you and the camera during the shooting? It looks like a very simple process.
It was just me and the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then the not-so-simple process, as you said, was editing. And there, it was very much a collaboration between me and Claudia.
Well, and how much stuff did you lay on Claudia? This ended up 55 minutes long. I can imagine you might have had actual days of stuff shot.
Yes and no. I have a tendency to edit as I shoot. When I get what I want, it's done. You know, some of the times I would just present her with, you know, 5-10 minutes. Other times, 45 minutes. And we would edit sequentially. We would edit each segment and then string them together. So it took us 18 months, but we met maybe once or twice a week to work on the editing.
So are you saying then that this, the stuff you shot in September ended up after the stuff that you shot in August? It just went sequentially like that?
No.
Okay.
So
you did move people around.
Oh, yeah.
Just in the order in which you shot them.
Exactly. Okay. No. It was very random. The order I shot them was random.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember one stage when I didn't have anybody in their 70s. So I asked my friends, I said, okay, I need some 70-year-olds. And I emailed my friends, and pretty soon I got all these 70-year-olds. And then I had to choose, who am I going to edit?
Thank you. Have enough 70-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, but when you mentioned talking to some people for just a couple of minutes, and some went on for 45 minutes, was it because they were so interesting, or because they weren't delivering what you had hoped to hear from them?
Mainly, they were so interesting, yes. And those were the toughest ones to edit, you know, folks that really had so much to say. And part of, you know, my goal as a filmmaker is I want people to become engaged, but not think, uh-oh, this is way too long. I mean, I'm sort of the minimalist. You know, I want people to go, oh, I wish it were longer.
Mm-hmm. Right. So some of the perceptions, you mentioned that you got into some detail on some people, like the woman who had met somebody she loved very long ago and had gotten back together with them later in life, only to have him die. But there was a juxtaposition. We actually heard the voice of this gentleman, 93 years old, talked about he grew up on a farm, had pork chops and mashed potatoes, three meals a day. Just ate, and he couldn't do that anymore. There were pictures and things in there that fleshed his story out a little more.
Right. That was Virgil. Virgil was actually my very first interview.
Was he really?
He was. So I got his name from Andy Baxter, who runs Baxter's Gym, because it's a gym for folks over 50. And so I knew he would know some elders. So I went over and interviewed Virgil at Mountain Meadows. And he was just so cool. And he had that experience of what do you call that? When in baseball, he struck out the George H.W. Bush, the elder. So that was his claim to fame.
Oh, and was he playing college baseball?
He was playing college baseball. Okay, they
George
were in the very first,
mm-hmm.
Yale. Mm-hmm. And he was at Cal, and it was the very first baseball tournament for colleges.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just so sweet. Even then, as he was talking, you could see him go back to that moment in his youth. And I think that's what we all have the capacity to do, is go back to those moments in our youth. They're with us. And then the challenge is, how do we bring that, childlike joy of life to our aging beings? And that's certainly something I attempt to do every day.
We're talking about aging and getting old with Catherine Rosselli, who is the creator of a film called Old, a 55-minute documentary showing on this Sunday in Ashland at 7 at the Great Hall of the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. But you can join the discussion now. Let's get your thoughts about what the aging process means to you and maybe how differently you view it now if you are, in fact, later in life than you did earlier in life. 800-838-3760 for your thoughts. Emails can go to jx@jeffnet.org. Among the kids you talk to, and again, from 10 months to, you talk to people of all ages, basically. Were there any kids who you thought had wisdom beyond their years in terms of knowing what it was like to get older?
I don't think that I got that per se, but I certainly got a totally unexpected response from actually one of Claudia's grandkids. When this is a young man who talks about saving his teeth.
I remember that one, yes.
So that he could remember.
He didn't want them under the pillow for
he
the
didn't
tooth
want
fairy
them to,
so much.
No, he wanted to save his teeth so he could remember when he was young. That just really cracked me up, sort of out of the mouths of babes. I think that sort of goes into the old soul question, which I didn't really pursue so much. I was really interested in sort of staying on the topic of what does old mean for you. And I would say most of the kids just didn't really think about it. Under 12 certainly thought it was, it was just too far. It was mysterious. Mm-hmm. I think there's a 16-year-old there that says, oh, yeah, aging seems mysterious. I mean, when you're that young,
yeah,
I don't think you really think about it.
You got to love the 12-year-olds, though, for pointing out that that life when you're younger is not always great. Bullying, acne, puberty.
There's that.
Yeah, uh-huh. They talked about getting your period and all that stuff. So
yeah.
It was quite a session with them. Is there any narration anywhere in the film, anywhere in Old?
No narration.
Mm-hmm.
No narration.
It's just all the voices of all the people.
All the voices of the people, yeah.
So how important was it then to get people to kind of set the tone at the beginning? Did you re-edit the beginning of the thing over and over again?
Well, what came to us was to have the kids speak right from the beginning. There is – actually, I take it back. There's a tiny bit of narration with my voice at the very beginning saying, have you ever thought about what it means to be old? That's really –
that was
actually,
it. Yeah.
I just realized
that
there
that
is narration.
Okay, yeah.
There is
mm-hmm.
a little bit of narration, but I'm a filmmaker that does not like to put myself into the film, unlike Michael Moore. Not that I'm comparing myself to him at all, but he puts himself front and center in mm-hmm. his documentaries. I like to have people speak for themselves. I just feel like everyone has a story. Everyone has something to share. And that's what I enjoy finding out, discovering when I do a film.
Where has Old been shown, and what's the reaction been like?
Old has been shown around the country. We were in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and we won Best of Fest Award there. It's a small film festival outside of Charlotte. My daughter lives in Charlotte, and she came with me, so that was a lot of fun. And then we were in San Antonio, Texas. We were in San Francisco and also in Portland. And Portland was a cool festival. They had 2,400 submissions, and I mean, sorry, 3,400 submissions, and only 200 got in, and that was an honor just to be in.
Wow, that's great. Let's take a call here from Mary in Springfield. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Catherine Rosselli.
I'm enjoying this program so much. I had my 80th birthday last fall, and I'm struck with how different it feels to me than when my parents were having theirs. I'm calling it my second 40th. It feels like that. That was my comment. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mary, and congratulations for reaching 80. Did you talk to some people who had similar feelings? Because it seems like when we saw our grandparents hit their 70s and 80s, it seemed very old to us when we were kids. It doesn't seem like 80 is the same kind of age now.
Well, to my grandkids, it still is. We're saying that from the perspective of being a lot closer to 80.
Right.
I mean, there still is that perspective, no question. I do think that there is there's not many people that are just going off and sitting on rocking chairs. I mean, I think one of the things that is coming through in our generation, the older generation, is that we have a lot of life left to live, and while we have it, let's do it. You know, let's make the most of it.
Okay, let's go be filmmakers, for example.
For example.
Which worked out well for you. Catherine Rosselli is our guest. She lives in Ashland. She is the filmmaker, the creator of Old, which again will be shown on Sunday, March 13th at 7 at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
You're most welcome.
Pleasure. That'll do it for this hour. We'll talk about forced sterilization and other matters in hour number 2.